producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. This is Chris Temple of the National Investor. I'm pinch hitting for Al in a couple of these segments. And as we start the second hour, I have as our guest Dana Lyons. He is of J. Lyons Fund Management in the Chicagoland area. Dana and I met November, when he and I were both on the same panel at the Chicago Natural Resource and Technology Expo, and we kind of hit it off. Dana and Ms. Shedlock and I were kind of peas in a pod as far as our view on things, and of course, if somebody agrees with me, I think he's pretty smart, so that's how I see Dana. Dana, welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Chris.
You know, I have long since been out of the retail part of the financial planning or advisory business, but you're not. Your firm is a registered investment advisor. You handle things for people. But even beyond that, and I want to save that part of things for the last part of our little discussion here. But first of all, you have a really neat tool that I want you to explain to people. It's called My 401k. I oftentimes get questions from subscribers and who ask me something like, well, here's the choices I have or the lack of choices I have for my 401k plan at work. What do I do? And you guys have been proactive in coming up with a regimen to help people as they seek to best manage their retirement funds. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you letting me get into that a little bit. It's called my401kpro.com, and what happened was about 10 years ago we recognized the plight of the retirement investor in this country when basically the retirement system shifted from a defined benefit plan to a defined contribution plan. So whereas most of our perhaps mothers, fathers, grandparents might have had pension plans, everyone now has a 401k plan. And while there's a positive in that it's their own account, the negative it is everyone has to be their own investment expert. And who has time for that? I mean, you and I are in the investment business. We live and breathe it every day, and it's difficult enough for us professionals, let alone someone that has a full-time job to, you know, bone up on where and when he should be invested. So we came up with a low-cost option for 401k investors or any investor with a retirement plan or even a taxable account, whereby we provide some of the more active risk managed tools that we would use in our registered investment advisory, our management service, to that guide us as to when to be invested and what options, what areas in the market to be invested in. So basically we provide some tools online for the subscriber, 401k investor, RIA investor, that give them some guidance as to the risk level in the market. Should they be aggressive? Should they be defensive in the market? And also B, what areas, what funds in the market represent the best opportunity at the time? And along with that latter point, where should they be invested in? If you have a 401k, you typically have a set list of fund options that you can be in. And we'll take the actual list of options from a 401k subscriber and plug them into the same modeling, the same fund selection model that we would use with our clients. And we'll rank them on a monthly basis to help them, you know, decide which funds in their 401k represent the best opportunity at that time.
Neat. And you say you'll rank them. Do you also, Dana, as part of this platform, do you have any timing signals that you give? Tell them maybe the shift a little bit more this month from stocks into the bond market, say, if you go defensive?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really the first tenet of our approach with my 401k pro and with our managed clients is answering the question, should I be invested at all right now, or how much should I be invested? So we have a risk model that we've been using for, you know, the better part of almost three decades now that helps us align ourselves with, you know, what the general trend in the market. So if our model is looking positive, we think it's appropriate to be heavily invested, then we will shift the recommended allocation to equities in this My 401k Pro website to the upper end of the range, and recommend a higher investment in equities. Conversely, if it's flashing a high degree of risk and we're a little bit more concerned about the market, you know, as we were coming in into the latter stages of last year and early this year, then we'll lower that the recommended investment amount to a very low amount to focus on being defensive and, you know, protecting themselves from losses.
All right. And the website, again, for people who want to take a look, is
www.my401kpro.com.
Okay. And moving on, a little bit broader picture of how you guys do things as a registered investment advisor. I know that there's a lot of money managers. In fact, I think the typical one these days is one that follows just very conservative, fairly static formulas. Method to most firms' madness seems to be, I don't want to get in trouble. So their idea of being aggressive is 75% stocks and 25% bonds. If they want to get more conservative, they might go 50-50. If you ask them to go outside of that, let alone look at resources or shorting or anything like that, their eyes glaze over and they get all worried about that. You guys are a little bit more creative, though, aren't you?
Yeah, we're a little bit more active, as we would call it, in managing the risk in our portfolio. So as I alluded to with the 401k product, the genesis of our approach began in the end of the 60s and into the 1970s when actually my father is the president of the firm. He started in the business right in time for the secular bear market of the 60s and 70s into 1982. So he learned pretty quickly that markets go both up and down, something that was a big shock to investors that started maybe in the late 80s and into the 1990s. Once they hit the 2000, they were very surprised that markets also go down. So my father was a product of that bear market. So he developed what we call a risk model, and basically orients us to, you know, the proper side of the market as we see it, either having substantial investment in the market during good times or being defensive when we see a lot of risk in the market. So it's geared towards an intermediate term view, which we would define as a period of 2 to 6 months. So we're trying to either capture or avoid, you know, substantial moves over that type of duration. So, yeah, long story short, we try to be in the good markets and be defensive and protect our capital during bad markets. And easier said than done, but that's what we attempt to do.
Well, sometimes it is. Now, apart, Dana, from the one website you just gave for the people, do-it-yourselfers, if I can use that term, do you have an overall site as we close for the firm?
Our main firm's website is www.jlfmi.com, and it stands for J Lyons Fund Management Incorporated.
That's jlfmi.com.
JLFMI.com.
Yes. JLFMI.com. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dana. We'll certainly have you back from time to time.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back as we continue the second hour. This is Chris Temple again. And for this segment, I have as our guest Brian Lundeen, my good friend from the New Orleans area. Brian is the CEO of Jefferson Financial. He's been a guest on the show quite a few times. He's the editor of the Gold Newsletter. And best known to most folks out there, he is the host and chief cook and bottle washer for some years now of the long-running New Orleans Investment Conference, which I actually did a separate report after being there last year. I was so impressed by what I learned myself. Brian, welcome, and thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here, Chris.
What I want to talk about in this segment is gold, which some days I like to talk about it, some days I don't. But it's a big subject this year because we're recording this midweek. We don't know where things are going to end up come Friday before people hear this. But so far, even after it's come off of its recent highs and even after the stock market has bounced from its recent lows of 2016, gold is still one of the top performers this year. I've actually lumped it with treasury bonds in my infamous odd couple trade, believing that it's good to be long treasury bonds and gold because the same factors seem to be driving both. You know, whether this is going to be the real deal remains to be seen. I'd like your views, but if there's any one or two things that quickly come to mind, why do you think there's been this turn in gold in the first place this year?
Well, you know, people tend to blame oil prices and fears of systemic risk, et cetera. But it really all boils down to the U.S. economy. You know, the world is easing. The world is printing money hand over fist, and the only global economy that's standing firm against the tide is the U.S. And the fundamental question is whether the U.S. can stand alone and in a policy of monetary tightening when the rest of the world is going gangbusters in the other direction. And what we've been seeing are some signs that the U.S. economy is starting to falter, you know, from its dizzying heights of 1.5% growth to possibly negative growth. You know, if that happens, the Federal Reserve not only cannot continue its new campaign for raising rates, but it will have to actually reverse policy and perhaps go back to quantitative easing or negative interest rate policy. And that's really the fundamental thing driving this gold rally. Everything else, I think, is noise, and you'll have bouts of safe haven buying into gold because of what's going on overseas and crashing stock markets and crashing energy prices. But safe haven issues are no reason to buy gold. They come and go in a flash. What you need for a long-term sustained bull run in gold that will make us an awful lot of money are fundamental monetary issues, and that's what's really driven this rally so far.
Well, it certainly seems that way. You and I were talking before we started this recording about the last time we had a big move in gold that didn't last as long and didn't seem to be as durable as this was last summer, when it looked as though China was going to have a few more printing presses working when they were starting to have some systemic issues. And clearly the markets, and I think gold is a reflection of this, the markets already have completely priced out any further rate hikes in 2016. They don't believe the Fed's going to have the nerve to do it. We learned Wednesday when the Beige Book came out that they have talked long and hard about the facts, among other things, that the turmoil in the market so far this year have already been somewhat of a de facto tightening of policy, and they maybe are going to chicken out and not want to add to it. I want to talk about the banking situation, Brian. We had on the Corlin Economics Report last weekend Felix Zuloff for a couple of segments, and Felix was pointing out what several other people have done, and that is Europe's banks in particular and China. You know, the Fed has got some foundation to say that U.S. banks, the commercial banking system, that is, might be less bad than it was before the Great Recession, and it's less bad than others. But there's still €1 trillion plus of non-performing loans in Europe. And China has gone more nuts than anybody on the planet in printing money and creating credit. Where do you see this all unfolding, and how big of a driver of the gold price do you think those banking issues are going to be?
It's all part and parcel of what we're seeing as far as the global turmoil in the financial system and this new experiment with negative interest rates. You know, nobody really knows what negative interest rate policies will do. We really haven't figured out the repercussions or the consequences much less the unintended consequences of these policies. There's absolutely no track record. But there's one thing that we can see fairly clearly, and that's if cash in the bank is not earning interest, but in fact is making you liable for rent. If the bank is charging you rent for your money, then the argument for precious metals is really a slam dunk, because the argument against precious metals used to be that it didn't earn interest. But if your cash is costing you, then why not invest it in gold and silver, which coincidentally should be rising in price at the same time as these negative interest rate policies are taking hold. So that should spur a tremendous increase in gold and silver demand worldwide. I think it is already worldwide where these negative interest rates are holding, are in place right now. But if it ever comes to pass in the U.S., then I think all bets are off for gold and silver, that they're just going to skyrocket up.
Well, and you make a good point. It's critical for people to remember that of all of the different indicators that people have used in the past to try and price gold or anticipate how it's going to do, especially relative to other asset classes, you really need to have negative interest rates and preferably becoming even more so. And the two odd ducks out, if you will, in the world have been the U.S., as you said, although that may change, and China, which is really, when you look at how quickly deflation has taken hold over there because of its overcapacity, they should arguably be inflating their money supply even faster than they've been, and some people think they're going to do that. I want to talk about the reserve status. It's well chronicled that countries like Russia and China in particular, maybe India more so for physical needs than for bank reserve or monetary needs, have been buying gold voraciously. And it's been going on for several years now, this big move of physical gold stocks from west to east. What role do you think, if any, gold is going to have down the road again, not just as an investment for those of us that want to protect our portfolios, but as a reserve asset?
Nobody really knows outside of the Chinese government what Chinese gold reserves are. You know, there's speculation that their reserves are around 3,500 tons or so since they had last updated their total in 2009. And then they announced only 1,658 tons recently. There's a lot more gold there, and I think they're just playing it coy because he wanted to get included in the IMF's SDR basket.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I want to thank Chris Temple for substituting for Big Al, but I am back right now with one of my close friends, Doc. Doc Postma, Richard Postma. You know, Doc is a very interesting guy. I mentioned when we did the interview with Rick, talking about Rick's background at the end of the first hour, I mentioned that in our business, we are fortunate. Everyone who's a part of our business is very fortunate because there are some absolutely fascinating people who get involved in this crazy world that we seem to live in. And you folks out there on the blog or listening around the country are very, very much in that camp also. I got some questions for Doc. You know, Doc Postma is a retired physician. He was originally trained as a urologist, practiced urology for 5 or 6 years. Got out of that, got into something else in the medical field, and then when he retired of late, he really got involved head over heels in the financial community, both as an investor and as a technician. He is so good that we have asked him to be, and he is a regular guest on our website now on a daily basis. His predictions, as listeners are aware, are uncannily accurate. Doc, if I were a doctor, I'd probably never leave that business, particularly for finance. Why did you do it, man?
Well, I didn't leave it for finance, really, Al. I started monkeying around with the stock market when I was a young kid. Mm-hmm. And I was intrigued by it because of a way I felt that you could grow assets through thinking. Mm-hmm. And we all usually grow assets, the vast majority of Americans, by working hard and finding something to do that they're good at, that they have talent or skill, and then to develop it and to be able to have a living off of it and to support their families. Well, with medicine, I certainly could do that, but with the investment field, what intrigued me was the fact that if you used your mind and you were able to pick good companies that you could actually increase your assets through just thought process with in that area. And that's totally different than having a profession or being a tool and die guy or whatever in working for a living where your environment controls you essentially. Whereas in the investment field, you can kind of control your environment actually.
You know, you really can. It's interesting. I got involved for pretty much the same reasons that you did, in the sense that my grandfather on my mom's side, her dad, was an engineer, and he got very immigrant, Russian immigrant, Polish immigrant, I guess I have to correct myself and say, got very involved in the stock market in the United States, had an account way back when with Merrill Lynch, and I got to tell you, all we ever talked about whenever I went over to the house was what was going on with U.S. Steel, what was going on with other companies. I wholeheartedly agree that you can, number one, derive an awful lot of satisfaction out of the investment community, and you can also increase your assets, no question about that. Now, Doc, you and I differ slightly in one area, and that is I really believe in fundamentals, although with what's going on in the markets right now, I'm not so sure how accurate a predictor fundamentals are, but you are first and foremost a dyed-in-the-wool technician. Why did you take that philosophy?
Well, the reason I took that philosophy, Al, is I watched over the years with investments that companies could do well and then suddenly their stock value would drop out of bed, especially when they were doing well and it was predicted that they would do even better or that their profits would continue or their net income would continue in their earnings per share. I was fascinated with that, especially with the point that when you looked at fundamentals in a company, you looked backward and you looked at the present time and then you had the forecast. The problem I had with that was I saw so many companies that then that were forecasted from the analysts to do very well going forward that would do an about face due to various things out of my control, such as CEOs and CFOs doctoring the balance sheet or lying, you know, and we had a lot of that going on in the past, and that wasn't an unusual event. So I then thought about that and said, okay, what's an objective way to look at companies, number one? And I found that it wasn't in the technical area. And I figured that if I looked at charts and I saw a company that over time looked good as far as the charts, then I would go to the fundamentals and see if they would correlate with my charting, because I felt charts were much more predictive than counting on earnings every quarter or CEOs or CFOs giving you data that you really weren't sure of. And that's why I start with technicals, and then I throw in the fundamentals on top of it.
Doc, I'm curious, how close is the correlation based on your experience between fundamentals and technicals?
Well, technicals, I feel, can give you real warning signs on how a company's going to do. They can give you warning signs about topping processes in companies and that sort of thing. Now, normally companies will top off and then they'll come back and they could go higher. Well, that's good. But technicals should be able to tell you that as well. So I feel technicals can show you bottoms much better and tops and stops, stocks. And that's why another reason why I like to use technicals.
Well, you know, when you talk about individual companies, that's one thing. But when you talk about what I would say macro issues, for example, the price of gold, I mean, you and I and Corey have been talking about that. You've been talking about direction based entirely on your technical studies, and you have been right on, much to the chagrin of, I have to say, some of the other contributors on our site. You know, you felt that the gold market would back off a little bit after a huge run-up earlier in the year, and it hasn't backed off dramatically, but it certainly has stabilized, at least as of this moment in time, and gone down just a bit.
And I feel that with gold right now, it's in a topping process, and it's a beautiful thing to watch on charts. And there's a couple of scenarios I'm looking at. of whether we move back up here in the next few days or whether we move down a little bit further and then move back up in the gold market, which I think it has to move back up one more time at least. Mm-hmm. And then I see from a technical basis of what I've been saying right along as we move lower into the spring. And so technicals show you that type of thing often. And that's what I love about technicals, because they not only show that possibility, but there's always or three possibilities how that's going to act up at the top here. So if you develop your own indicators and your own way of doing things, they can often tell you exactly what's going to happen in probably a large percentage of the cases.
When I was much younger, in studying the gold market and the silver market, I would look at a number of variables. I would look at geopolitical events. I would look at economic conditions around the world, you know, considering factors like unemployment, considering factors like inflation or lack thereof or what have you. And certainly from a geopolitical standpoint, in the last, I would have to say, year or two, and also from an economic indicator standpoint during the last year or two, that would point to the fact that the price of gold should probably increase. It's done just the opposite over the last couple of years.
Absolutely, and Al, that's why technicals are so valuable. Well, take, for instance, today, massive explosion in the Turkey capital, I believe, okay. Now, what's that going to do? Is that going to be justification for Erdogan to pin that on the Kurds and go after the Kurds even harder? And, oh, boy, that might be really good for gold, right? There just does not seem to be correlation, and that's why technicals, again, are so great. They get rid of all that noise, and they tell you what you can expect going forward in most cases. And that's why I love them, because we've seen, as you mentioned, so many geopolitical events that should have rocked this market over the last 4 years, and it hasn't done it. It's just another good reason why people ought to learn technicals and use it in their analysis when they do their due diligence on asset classes.
Doc, always a pleasure. Folks, stick around. I'm going to be right back with David Morgan.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm chatting with my friend David Morgan right now. You know, David, I got a call a couple weeks ago from Doug and his dad, Glenn, and they were saying that the permitting was in for their Montanore project, and as soon as the permitting came in, they asked if we could kind of let our listeners know about it, and I said, I'd be very happy to do that. Just a little bit of background, David, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, and that is I have known Glenn and his son, Doug, for an awful long time. On a personal note, Glenn helped out my daughter, Stephanie, when she was going to the University of Montana. She was doing some papers on some research, I guess I should say, on the mining industry in Montana, and Glenn actually drove all the way from his home in Spokane over to Missoula to help my daughter out. So needless to say, I've got a very soft spot in my heart for this guy. His company is Mines Management. It took him 11 years to get these permits. How long have you been involved with the company, David?
Actually, longer than that. It was founded by a friend of mine, Dr. Bill Green, who is a PhD geologist that taught at the University of Idaho. His dad founded Mines Management. The story is quite interesting, so if you don't mind, Al and listeners, I'll start at the beginning. I was in California and developed a phone relationship with Dr. Green. When I moved to Spokane, obviously, we were in the same town now, and I met him personally for the first time. Some time went by. Dr. Green informed me that Noranda had signed over the Montanore project to Mines Management. Of course, this was huge because there was literally miles and miles of core, diamond drill core that was available, and all kinds of, you know, I mean, basically it was giving a huge windfall. Of course, he reminded me, you know, you can't trade on this information. Of course, I did not. I used it as one of the speculations in our reports. When I did that, it didn't get much traction, and that's okay because, you know, I'm free market. But I thought I looked at myself that I had done less than, no, it wasn't excellence in my presentation of what this represented as far as how many ounces silver in the ground you were getting per share cost, you know, or per dollar invested. So I did the next month, I just revamped it slightly and said, look, here's the comparison, dollar invested. Remember, it's a speculation. So the stock kind of took off, and we were in, and I forget the exact numbers, Al, but we basically got in around $1.20 level. Long story shorter, the stock went from wherever we put it in the report, which we always do as far as, you know, when we have an opinion on something, do the research, we give the date, the price, and all that stuff. So anyway, it went up to 8, fell back to about 4. We held it up through about 2006. When it hit 10, I told everyone that was a member of the website that I was thinking we should sell and put a stop in at 8. They did what, you know, I suggested and what I had done. Then, you know, they had a good profit from $2, $4 even to 8. I left it alone for quite some time. The story only got better from the aspect that it was not somewhat of a rank speculation, although, you know, it had core, it was a real deal, it was proven, it had been permitted. I mean, a lot of things were in place with this company that aren't in a, you know, exploration company or most junior mining companies. And so we put it back on the list, back on Point Al. It's better than ever from a lot of aspects. Our folks haven't made money. I put it back on, you know, first of all, if you made money at the $8 level, you know, you could keep that. And then just reinvest what we teach you in, you know, how to use Morgan reports, speculation. So, you know, you could take some of those winnings, not put them all back. You put a very small amount of that back in the same company. I've done this a couple times on companies. It's like, we're not married to them. You know, we see something that's overvalued, we tell our, you know, our members overvalued. You know, it's time to take a profit, or at least a partial profit. Anyway, so now I think we should, I want to come back to you, what you see, and I just want to comment further based on, you know, your outlook and your questions.
Well, my opinion about Mines Management right now and the Montanore project is, as I mentioned in an editorial that we did earlier in the week, I've known Glenn and Doug for a long time, and Glenn is a very hard-working, principled individual, and I can personally vouch for that. The fact that they kept working on this thing for 11 years, or even longer to get the permitting done, leads me to believe that they're going to take it to completion. Glenn, I guess I should say, last Tuesday said, you know, we've got basically three options here. He said one of the options is simply to sell a property. And he said the other option is to find a joint venture partner. And he said the third option, and quite frankly, the one that we are the most intrigued with, purely and simply, is to put the property in production. Now, my opinion, having known Glenn ever since he was a legislator in the state of Washington, you know, representing, I think it was the Chehalis area in Olympia, he's a very hard worker, and he typically gets done through a very methodical, calculated plan. He typically will get his projects, for lack of better terms, completed. And that's one of the reasons. Tenacity is something in this industry that I truly admire. And I also admire passion. And I gotta tell you, they have, both Doug and Glenn have proven the tenacious nature. And in terms of passion for the mining industry, you know, after some pretty grim years, they're still in it, David. I want to turn it back to you, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that because, it's very important. One, I'll absolutely vouch for the character of both Doug Dobbs and Glenn Dobbs, and I've known them as, you know, maybe not as long as you, but at least those 11 years, because when Dr. Green basically backed out and retired, that's who, you know, was leading the company. And I've been in the project, I'm not sure how many times, at least twice, if not three times. But I take a bit of a different look at it. And I think it's important for people to get different opinions. This is opinion, not fact. I think we're too far into this cycle, the mining cycle, for this project to come to fruition. I believe that for a couple of reasons. One, we're having a major contraction in the global economy. Secondly, the commodity cycle is a very interesting study, and we get into an undersupply, oversupply. Copper right now, in my view, and it's a study view, is not in short supply. There's lots of copper out there. This is a silver copper porphyry project that requires a huge, massive amount of capital, and it could certainly be a profitable project. There's little doubt in that. It's just that these quality projects of this type of scale, I don't think the market needs it at this time, and I don't think it needs it in this cycle. Now, that may make me unpopular, but I'm, you know, as free market as they come, and people value or don't, my opinion. I want to say one more thing that I think is crucial because of the way markets work. And remember, listeners, I have over 40 years investing in resource stocks. That has very little to do with what the price of the stock will do. So let's assume, for talking points, that I'm correct, that the project maybe gets funded and furthered along, but never comes to fruition in this cycle. That doesn't have hardly anything to do with what the stock price will do. If the price of silver goes up, the stock price will go up. If copper becomes a darling again, the stock price will go up. If there's a general rush into the gold markets, a lot of the resource stocks go up. So I don't want people to get the idea that I want them to have the correct idea. Stock movement and project completion are not correlated much at all. But that's my take on it, Al. There isn't that much money out there to get large projects going, let alone small projects. And I hope I'm wrong and things could change. And I want to leave that caveat, Al, because you know what? I've always said, and I will continue to say, the market knows more than all of us. And, you know, if there is a turnaround in the global economy and 2 years from now, we're out there looking for every mineral that we can get and there are, you know, robust, projects. This is certainly one of them. And it could be a different day. And I fully appreciate that, believe me. But generally speaking, these commodity cycles go 17 years. We've got plenty on the ground now. The demand is low. I see this contraction continuing for some time, and I just don't see a mad rush into the base metals at this time. Although, I want to be very clear, I do see a move into the precious metals, and there's a reason for that. Precious metals are not commodities at some points in time, meaning that gold and silver serve as money. Of course, silver is always both commodity and money, but because they are serving a crisis hedge or an uncertainty risk on type of demand, which is outside of any kind of real world, let's make something new, let's build more infrastructure kind of demand. It's a preservation of capital demand. I'm more certain demand. It's a political statement. I'm not trusting my government statement. There's a lot of things around the precious metals that don't factor into base metals whatsoever. And that's why I think you could see rising precious metals prices while you see flat to negative commodity prices generally.
Okay, David Morgan, always a pleasure. It's nice to get everybody's opinion. David's opinion was certainly an honest one, and I certainly do appreciate that. I'm more of a people person. David, always a pleasure. Thanks.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.